Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
All right. Hello, it's the club. Will Ortner in for Buck today. I think Buck's back tomorrow and then out again Wednesday and then back Thursday.
What?
And then out again Friday. I don't know.
The hell is happening?
I don't know. He's got kids and stuff. I don't know what he's doing. I feel like Buck's, you know, I feel like we made a giant mistake there. He's 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
No one knows what he's doing.
Well, he's got daddy duty, but why that is, I don't know.
Just have him. How old's the kid? Have him bring him in here.
It's one. His son is one.
Oh, for it. Then that's the easiest thing in the world. Stick the kid in the corner. He can't go anywhere. Strap him to one of those like baby Bjorn things, and you're good to go.
Speaking of kids, I'm gonna audible a little bit here. I didn't have this planned, but I was just as I've told you before that right before the club every night, I always just cruise on to TMZ to see what's trending on there.
Yeah, you do a quick once over.
Yeah, and one of the stories on there tonight caught my eye, and it's friend of the program, Jesse James Decker. You remember when we had her on the show?
I do.
Me too.
What is, do you remember that? What were you, like 13 at the time?
Oh, 16, and I was just discovering myself as well as I was discovering Jesse James Decker.
Gross.
She anyway, is. She's something else.
She's hot. She was cool as hell.
Yeah, they were recent, and she's married to like
What's
the
his
best
name?
Eric Decker.
Eric Decker,
who is an NFL wide receiver, was an NFL wide receiver.
Anyway, at the time, they came into our studio because she was recording something. She was like a country artist or something, or doing a country album.
Yeah,
and then he was with her, so we interviewed him, and then she came in with him, and we interviewed both of them, and they were delightful. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
What was I going to say? Oh, I saw them on MTV Cribs. They're living, like, the world's greatest life. Like, I think they're now famous just for being famous. Like, they don't really do much. They're both just hot, and they have, like, this amazing house in the middle of Tennessee, and I think they just run around and are hot, and people pay them for it.
Yeah, life's good for them. Now, she's trending because she posted a picture of their vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And they have three kids. The girl looks like the oldest, and then two boys. And they're young. I don't know how old, but they're young. And in the photo, the kids' abs, I mean, they are shredded. Like, abnormally.
What?
Go look at it.
I'm on my way. TMZ?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abnormally shredded. And she writes, so she had to post, she just posted a photo on Instagram just thinking, here are my kids.
Whoa.
Is that abnormal to you?
So I'm going to say that that's probably 9 or 10, probably 8 and like 5 or 6. And you are one.
Is that abnormal?
You are 100%. I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, so
like, they are ripped.
Yeah, and I feel like it's abnormal. Like, to me, that is not what kids look like.
certainly not what I looked like, I can assure you. Not then, not now.
So here is what she said about that. So she posts that photo.
So people are killing them, saying
here's what she said.
Okay.
She said, I didn't plan on addressing this because it's bonkers, but the photos are out there and every single news outlet has posted about this. When I posted the picture of our vacation and included the kids being silly flexing on the beach on our Thanksgiving trip, I had no clue it would get the reaction that it did. But being accused of photoshopping abs on my kids, I can't help but laugh.
First off, if she did indeed Photoshop abs on her kids, that's the greatest thing ever. If you are that, like, if you're that, like, conscious where you're like, hold on, my kids looking a little chubby, let me give them some abs here, it's fantastic.
Or the polar opposite. Overtraining our kids makes me realize how bizarre our world has gotten regarding the body and what's normal and what's not. We preach about body positivity and acceptance, but my kids having a mass amount of genetic and built muscle from athletics is weird. I want to raise my kids to feel proud of their bodies and hard work from either Vivis elite competitive gymnastics to Eric Jr. wanting to be like dad as an NFL receiver to little Forrest. Oh, Vivis must be their oldest.
Must be the daughter.
I thought she was like doing a plug.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought too. I was like, is Vivis so? I honestly thought it was like some sort of training program. I need to be on Vivis stat.
To little Forrest, who spends hours dancing his heart out. Let's not pick and choose what we normalize regarding bodies and be accepting of all people and children. If we want to do better, then do better. I'm proud of my children and encourage them to live their dreams. So we'll see you all. Anyway. She goes on.
By the way, I'm looking here, and on the actual Instagram, which, by the way, God, she's still hot for, like, a mom of three kids. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But it's a video of the kids. It's not just a photo. And that's not Photoshop because the kids are, like, dancing around. And when they flex, that, like, they're all, like, little mini Hulks.
Yeah, can I just say, I get that she thinks it's weird that people reacted to that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, isn't that a little odd?
I think it's odd that anyone, but I'm not a, they make their money off of being social media influencers. But what bothers me is when people that do this, you posted a video of your shirtless kids specifically because you knew it would get a lot of people talking. And then you're upset.
Oh, she thinks that, or you think that she knew the ab thing would be a
100%. Look, anytime one of these influencers, right? And that's where she makes her. I'll bet she has a couple million followers on Instagram. She's not famous. Like, she doesn't sell albums. She's not like a huge country music star. Far from it. She has 4.2 million followers. She makes her money off of being an Instagram hot. And so to me, when you take, and she's there and her bare ass is out all the time. She looks amazing. It's fantastic.
She
Bravo.
She does look amazing.
She looks
better than we.
Yeah.
Than when we.
She's hotter now. But you can't make your living posting a bunch of scantily clad photos of yourself and then post swimsuit photos of your young kids and expect it not to be something. This is the part that drives me crazy.
Well,
if you don't want people commenting on your shirtless kids, here's an idea. Don't post photos to 4.2 million followers of your shirtless kids.
That's true. But I feel like the ab thing has taken her by surprise. In other words, she's trying to say that that's just what our kids... it's just, like, what?
You don't think that that's... See,
and that's what I'm saying.
Your head's up your arse.
Yeah, dude, if you don't think that's odd-looking to most people who look at naked kids... I mean...
shirtless.
Yeah.
Shirtless kids.
If you don't think that's odd, then come on, man.
You know, Will was
so
in there
looking... pretending like... Well, like, that's not odd.
Yes.
And that's weird.
I walked in, and Will was looking at a bunch of photos of shirtless kids earlier. And I was like, Will. And he was
I'm
like,
I'm going to mute your mic. Absolutely not. Don't you ever, ever, ever do that. Everyone is over 21.
Oh. Oh, so he was looking at.
I was looking at hot girls, but I'm not looking at hot kids.
Well, I thought.
Don't
Will
you
was,
do that. I'm
Will's
a teacher.
Like 17 and a half is the worst that I'm willing to go.
No. Everyone is of age to drink alcohol.
I thought he was being overly sensitive to apparently a child porn joke, but.
No.
It turns out he is looking at girls.
Well, he is an educator, so I think he's got to be very, very careful about that.
Don't do that, because someone will actually hear that, and then I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, probably.
You need to relax.
Everyone's 21.
It's our show. No one takes it seriously.
But, yeah.
So, anyway, I just think it's odd, and she should know that it looks odd. She should have been ready for that. Like, come on.
But this is where I will agree with her. Doesn't it say something that if you had three kids on there that were little fat kids, little roly-poly kids, no one would think anything of it.
No.
But the fact that you have, like, shredded, in-shape kids that probably eat very, like nutritious, balanced meals.
There's not an ounce of fat on nothing.
But we consider that to be, like, odd and wrong. Meanwhile,
I didn't say it was wrong.
Yeah, but
it's
odd.
A little jarring when you see it.
Versus like a bunch of chubby fat kids, and we're like, well, it is weird that we do shame now people that are in shape. We do.
That to her point, I get.
Yes.
But the idea that you didn't think that that's abnormal to people, come on, yeah, Jesse.
I know. Because you don't look like, you and your husband are both very attractive people, but neither one of you look like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just think it's weird in general that people are constantly posting photos of like swimsuited shirtless kids on their Instagram with millions upon millions of people.
Where do I go?
Apparently Jesse James Decker, whatever.
Well, they're great. They're a delight.
And they're better at life than you or I.
I still love her.
And their kids apparently are super shredded.
They got the genetics, man.
Well, that and they
and she probably wants me still.
That and they probably don't eat a lot of, they don't eat a lot of Jack in the Box and Monster Tacos and one of those things. But we really have done something in society where we get mad at celebrities for being in shape. Like when there's a fat celebrity that loses weight, everyone comes out and gets mad at them for being in shape. Like, what was wrong with your body before? I don't know, diabetes, 70 pounds overweight. But we yell at those people.
Yeah.
And then we like want to punish them.
Well, we're jealous.
Yes.
Not all of us, but.
Well, we've reached that point.
There was, my wife was watching that stupid, I guess the Kardashians have a show again.
I thought they.
Did you know that?
They
punted on the E! Show and Seacrest and everything.
Yeah.
But now they produce it themselves. Okay. So it's even more obnoxious.
It sucks.
It's really bad. Like I was watching it because my wife was watching it. And it was early, it was like in the morning when you first wake up, you know?
Yeah.
And I was laying there in bed, and I just didn't have any energy to do anything but watch it. That's all I could do was my eyes were watching the Kardashian show. And to your point about the, you know, you post pictures on Instagram and then you're shocked when everybody... Kim Kardashian was at some sort of runway show.
Sure.
That apparently was a big deal and she worked very hard for, which she didn't, but okay. She had one of her 18 kids. I think it was the Kanye one, or maybe one of the Kanye ones.
Yeah.
And I don't know the name, but they had the kids sitting right in the front row of a huge fashion show.
Yeah, big deal.
And do you want to guess why the kid was holding up a sign that said stop?
Oh, boy. No.
You think some sort of political statement, right?
Right, yes.
Stop. You know, I'm calling attention to the
Iran,
war and,
the World yes. Cup something. No.
Any other guesses?
I don't.
Stop taking photos of me.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Really?
That's what it was.
So you're in the front row as a little kid, the only kid.
All decked out. A huge runway where cameras everywhere. Kim's a big deal at this show.
Yeah.
Front row, front and center. Oh, but don't take pictures of me.
Yeah.
I had to endure that on Saturday morning. I just want you to know.
Yes. This level of pompousness, and that's all I can, it's all I can call it. It's just, but if anyone did stop paying attention to them, they would freak out. Their whole identity is people paying attention to them. I've told this story before, but it's the closest thing I can come to it ever in my life. When I was in Tampa Bay, I didn't have a car a lot of the times because I was just, you know, on a week-to-week contract. So I would bum rides off people a lot. And Warren Sapp used to give me rides a lot of times. I think he felt bad for me. And I would ride around. And Warren Sapp had the nicest Mercedes that I'd ever seen in my entire life. Don't know what it was, but it was a V12 sedan on the world's biggest tires that you've ever seen with the world's largest sound system. And his license plate said 99 QB Killa, which was his whole thing. And then he had the darkest windows, but he never had the windows up. He would roll them down. And then as we drove around, you could hear us coming from 18 miles away. And then, like at stoplights, people would come up to Warren's car and want to take photos with him or his autograph. And then he would, as we drove away, he would yell, because you'd have to yell so I could hear it. He would yell about how he can't go anywhere without being bothered. And I just sat over there and was like, yeah, Warren, man, it must be terrible. And all I could think about was,
you know, you could drive a Honda Accord.
Literally everything you are doing. You might as well drive around with a big giant arrow on top of your car that says Warren Sapp driving this car here. And then you complain about the fact that people come up and bother.
Well, I can tell you that the Kardashians' new show is just like their original show.
Yeah.
It's just now produced by them, so it paints them in an even more positive light.
So it's an even bigger pile of crap.
Yes. And it took out all the drama of, like, remember, yeah, like Lord Disick and all that crap.
So now it's just,
it took all of that out. And now it's just, look at us. They were like, well, this is a little too negative. Mm. So they did their own thing. And let me tell you something. I turned to my wife. I'm like, oh my God, you have got to be kidding me. And she was like, what? They're great. I'm like, are you listening to what they're saying?
People eat it up.
My wife loves it.
They eat it up.
She thinks they're great.
And your wife's a rational, normal human being.
I think she really likes Kim Kardashian.
Think about all the idiots out there that eat that up.
My girlfriend loves Kim Kardashian.
I guess she's becoming
Oh my God.
Yes. I think this show is brainwashing women. And we have the courage to call it out.
I hate that show. That show sucks.
Dude, it sucks. And let me tell you something. They are full of crap. Because she got on there and was like, oh, I've worked so hard to get to this one fashion. What?
What?
And then she was talking about how, oh, I'm going to be up all night getting ready. It was 2 a.m. and they were putting on her makeup or something. And she got out. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's so late. Am I going to sleep? Like, you're sitting there getting makeup put on your face. And you're, what is this? You're tired? Like, what, you're put out by this? This is hard work for you?
The one I watched, it was They got engaged. The two got engaged. Kourtney Kardashian and the drummer from
Travis Barker.
Yeah, they got engaged. And the big drama was that her other children from Lord Disick weren't there. And it was a whole to-do. Mm. And then I got the whole breakdown.
Will was upset because the younger kids weren't on there. So
naked.
He was only forced to watch.
I'm going to mute your mic. I'm going to beat you up in the break.
Now, someone is in saying that between Mike Lynch dying, Dustin's rampant cocaine addiction, and now apparently Will and, you know, children pitch. What is with our producers?
It's tough.
The hell
I
is
work with children.
It's a bad run.
That's even worse. What the
no,
hell is
it's
going
you.
On? Who would have thought that Bernie, who seemed at the time to have the most problems, would be the most normal of our producers?
If there's a creepy person in this place, it's going to be the one with their toenails painted out here flaunting them for everyone else to see.
It's 2020, Will. Don't shame me. Don't shame me.
You are the one with your toenails painted.
I'm proud, man. Where's the flag? Let's go.
All right, Will has lost control of the program.
Yes,
so allow
he has.
Me to get it back. We've got to take a break. I've got a new study from studyfinds.org next. It is 6:24 on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Do you remember when Jeff Saturday was good?
I do remember when Jeff Saturday was good.
Yeah. Me too. Rest in peace.
Jeff Saturday's dead too? He looks great, by the way.
Yeah, he does. Offensive lineman.
Yeah, he did that. He did that old lineman slim down thing, and he's got like the curly. I think Schlereth started that whole thing.
Well, the Colts are losing to the Steelers tonight.
Well,
13-3.
I need that to happen because I've got the Steelers plus, I think, 4 in that game. And
the Steelers are carving them out.
Well,
I'm watching.
I hope
over
so because that Jacksonville game screwed me.
The Colts are garbage.
Are you kidding me? They won one game.
Remember when Jeff Saturday coached them up for
yes,
one game?
For one game. They beat.
Who was it they beat? They almost beat Philly.
Yeah, they gave Philly. They gave Philly a ball game. Was it
Raiders?
Houston?
It was the Raiders.
Yeah, they beat the Raiders.
And who can't beat the Raiders? Oh, wait. I'm sorry, I'm talking sports.
Look at you taking shots.
My God. We'll get to the NFL tomorrow.
Just taking shots.
The Seahawks had every opportunity to win. And I mean every opportunity to win that game.
Yes.
And they chose not to win.
I was also a little bummed when Jacobs broke that. He should have pulled a Bo Jackson and gone up into the tunnel. Just, yeah, right in the Kingdome.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know if
the
tunnel.
Raider thing.
Yeah, the Raider thing.
Do you think he even knows that happened?
No clue whatsoever. Like, the whole youth. The youth aspect.
Here's another shot at Ortner.
No, although I don't know.
25 years old.
Will's 25. Probably
the same age as Josh Jacobs. Let's take a look. And let's test
I think
it.
He's a year older.
He's
than me.
A year older.
Year or two.
But Will's like the age of my kids, which makes me feel. I have a
younger than one of your kids.
Yeah, my daughter's 25.
Old.
Yeah.
Jacobs is 24.
24.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Dude, it makes me feel 1,000 years old. But my youngest came in the other day and she was all excited. I guess now the street artists, like the collaborations between like artists and like brands, it's a big deal. And then I have to pretend that I know what's happening. But someone did like a collab with the Jimi Hendrix like family, whoever owns Jimi Hendrix name, image, and likeness. I'm assuming like his, uncle fourth time removed. And my daughter was all excited about it. And I was surprised. I was like, she's like, you're surprised? I go, I've never heard you once play a Jimi Hendrix song. She's like, I love Jimi Hendrix. And I said, I'm surprised you know who Jimi Hendrix is. And she was like, everyone knows who Jimi Hendrix is. And I'm like, no, they don't. And we got into this whole debate about what kids do and don't know. And my daughter's a little bit different because they grew up with me. And so a lot of what they listen to came from me. But when she gets around her friends, I'm often like, I'm not even surprised anymore. But I said, if you go ask your 5 closest friends, I'll bet you 4 of them have no idea who Jimi Hendrix is. And if they do, it's a name that they've roughly heard once or twice. And so I asked Will at 24.
I think most people know who Jimi Hendrix is.
Do you know who Jimi Hendrix
there's
is?
There's a lot. Well, look, dude, he was like one of the first guys taking acid or whatever that was. There's a lot of documentaries out there about him. People know who he is.
All right, stop.
People also know what stationery is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not true.
So you are aware of Jimi Hendrix. Do you know anything about Jimi Hendrix other than he was one of the first guys to take acid or something?
That was
he had the song Mr. Brownstone, right? Something, I don't know. He learned guitar backwards. I know that.
Wait, are you being serious?
He learned guitar backwards.
Yeah, that he did.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So basically, you do not know anything about Jimi Hendrix other than...
He had a band called the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It's why Joe Rogan's name is the Joe Rogan Experience. He played at the Van Stock thing.
Wow. Spoken like a true 25-year-old.
Yeah. Or Woodstock?
There you go.
In that 70s show, it's Van Stock.
So again, everything you know about Jimi Hendrix comes from Joe Rogan and what was Family Guy?
Let's give him credit. You were asking if he knew him.
Yes.
He does.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
there's
so let's give him.
There's a Wyclef Jean song about him.
Because it's true. This is only going to get worse as we get
older. Yes.
Right? It gets worse and worse. I had a buddy text me last night just watching the Howard Stern thing on HBO.
Yeah, the Bruce Springsteen. Yeah.
His girlfriend. Now, albeit she's Korean and has not lived in the U.S. very long.
Sure.
She didn't know who. She was like, who's the grandpa playing music? She didn't know that was Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. And that's
to us, that's stunning.
Yeah.
And she's young. She's in her 30s, I think early 30s.
But see, that doesn't surprise me. Like, I'm actually surprised. And like, Will is aware of Jimi Hendrix, doesn't know anything about him. But I actually am surprised that you even know that much about Hendrix. But I guess to that point, Hendrix is a little bit in pop culture. like you said, like, you know, from the Joe Rogan thing to whatever show, like it's referenced.
Yeah.
And I think Springsteen's a little bit in that way too, but like I said, if anyone under the age of 30 now is aware of Jimi Hendrix, it's not because of the fact that he was arguably the greatest guitar player of all time. It's just that he is sprinkled throughout pop culture. And I would say the same thing about Springsteen. There's movies about him. There's, you know, it's, but they're not familiar with, like, if you brought up Born in the USA, they'd be like, what?
I know that song. It's like if a bunch of people use it as like, USA, it's the best. But really, it's like kind of downplaying the Vietnam War.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a pro-USA song, but no, people use it all the time.
Yeah, so boom, I know stuff.
Boy, Will, you are something. Somebody said, laughing my ass off, Jimi Hendrix is nowhere near the first person to do acid. So that led to this question, who is the first person to do acid? And I have the answer. Oh, I went straight to internet.
That's got to be like an old, like, Mongolian dude from the, you know.
No, this is like... Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably a lot of different forms of acid based on, you know, the world. And
but this is the first person to do modern acid?
Yeah.
Acid.
Albert Hoffman, Dr. Albert Hoffman, honors the anniversary of the first ever acid trip.
Wow.
Undergone by the Swiss chemist on April 19th, 1943.
Boy, what was that like? Like, you don't, do you have any,
1943.
You have any idea what's about to happen?
Oh, no. No, you don't.
And you're just like, you're just going all in.
But close, though, you know.
Huh.
To Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yeah, 1943, Jimi Hendrix, you know. Well, I don't know if this is urban legend or, because I heard this, and I, again, could be totally urban legend, don't know. But I heard from someone who swore that, he had seen the operation that the Grateful Dead manufactured their own LSD and they did it in their headquarters and then they would go around and they would sell it on tour and it's how they supplemented their income in the early days.
I like it.
And I'm like, I don't know if in any way that's true, but the idea that you could go into like their headquarters in San Francisco and like there was like a back room where they manufactured their own acid, I think that's fantastic, and I seriously hope it's true, but I don't know.
Why did we get on any of that?
Sook likes making me feel dumb and feeling superior.
Yeah, he will do that to you.
No, how did we end up there? We were talking about kids not knowing stuff, and then I brought up my daughter and Jimi Hendrix, and then I was asking Will, because he was younger, I was going to ask, do you know who Jimi Hendrix is?
And I clearly did.
You do.
I passed the test.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you deserve credit for that.
Yes.
As one of the youngs.
Well, and I gave you credit for that. If you're feeling bad about yourself, that's
on you.
You were
trying not to.
I always feel great about myself. I'm dope.
But, yeah, we've learned that Will likes Will.
Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable when I walked in there during the break and he had toddlers and tiara up on the screen, but, you know.
No, just keep going, Vladimir Sukin.
Vladimir Sukin. Well, I will say Will made a grave tactical error in the handling of Jason Sakanik.
Yeah.
When you don't want him to go down a road, the last thing you should do is open up your mic and go, no, stop, don't, because he will nibble at that like a rat and cheese.
Yeah, but that's this one's criminal. The others are whatever.
Again, I'm just telling you, the best thing
you're
to
saying
have done
watching
there,
toddlers in chair is criminal. Well, I don't think it's criminal. I think it's a little I think it's a little weird that that's what you're watching during the breaks, but I don't think it's criminal. Suspicious, sure. Criminal, no. Come on.
All right, who is smarter, morning or late night people? The new study. Here's Buck.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt. I'm going to drive Mick Jack on the roads. I'm going to kick some ass. I'm going to die. I'm going to kick a little ass. Rock, flat, and eagle.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
All right, 16-3 Steelers halftime. Jeff Saturday.
I like it.
Shaking his head, being interviewed as if to be flabbergasted that they're only scoring 3 points against Pittsburgh.
Look, I need this to save my betting weekend. It's been a little rough for me.
So I've got a new study, studyfinds.org, one of our fine websites here on the program.
What do you got?
That we love. Who is smarter, those that stay up late or those that get up early?
I'm thinking morning people. Although I guess you could make the argument that like morning people are just like they outwork people, whereas the late night people, they're the ones that are up doing, you know, they're doing cool, mysterious things, thinking outside the box.
I think that it's always been a thing that smarter people are night owls. I feel like that's been a thing.
Although, I always see the people that are like entrepreneurs or whatever, and almost the universal TED Talk, like, checkpoint
they're
is...
They're up early.
They're up early. Yeah. You wake up and you do more before, you know, like 9 a.m. than most people do all day. It's like the old army thing.
That doesn't mean they're smart, intelligent. That doesn't mean
no, that's
smart.
What I'm saying. They're just hardworking.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be smart if you just outwork people.
Exhibit A.
Will's in there getting it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ortner.
Yes. Will, you a morning guy?
I am now. I have to be.
This says, once you account for key factors, including bedtime and age, this new study found the opposite of conventional wisdom to be true, that morning types tend to have superior verbal ability. This outcome was surprising to us and signals this is much more complicated than anyone thought before. Basically, highly intelligent people are often portrayed as night owls, but through this study... and prior studies actually supported that notion. They have found that morning people are smarter.
Well, I'm always baffled by any of these studies that try to break down something like intelligence to something as simplistic
one
as
or the other. Yeah.
Do you wake up at a certain time or not?
Right.
I obviously think there's way more that goes into that than we can possibly fathom.
They identified participants' chronotypes, evening or morning tendencies, by monitoring their biological rhythms and daily preferences. An individual's chronotype is related to when in the day they prefer to pursue or accomplish demanding or important tasks, from intellectual pursuits to exercise. Typically, younger people tend to be evening types, while older individuals, morning types.
Yeah. Well, the olds go
Guilty.
To bed. Like, as you get older, you just naturally, like, you got to be in bed by 9:30. You're wiped out.
Ironically, the morning is usually a critical time for young people, especially those still attending school. A lot of school start times, you've heard this before,
yeah,
that school starts too early and yes, kids are not...
Yeah, they're not all there.
Not ready yet.
They're saying that you'd be much better off having the kid go to school at 9 or 10 and then have them stay a little bit later, but we don't do that, even though the studies back it up. It's just that parents have to be at work. And so, look, a lot of our educational system is merely just tax-funded childcare. I mean, right. It is.
See Will Ortner.
Hey, Will was like student of the year at Central Washington for his the football team.
I was student athlete of the year for the entire school. I was also student athlete of the year for the entire conference.
Yeah, I just want...
What does that mean? Is that academics?
Student.
And you happen to be a football player?
That was for the entire school, so you just had to be an athlete. That was because of my academics, which was a 3.8, 3.9, something like that. And I was a alt-conference football player.
Do you wrap your head around that? That what you've been listening to today is the student athlete of the year. It's making me rethink my decision to send my son to that academic institution. The hell is my money going to?
Hey, someone in like the leader of Tommy Bahamas is from there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He got
you
say early.
The leader of the Tommy Bahamas? What?
I don't know. There's like a flag. There's a guy. He's bald. I see it all over the
Do
campus.
You know what Tommy Bahama is?
Yeah, he's a guy who invented the Bahamas. No, I'm just kidding. He like does t-shirts or something. I don't know.
Well, you are just a treasure. God, you are a national treasure. I love you.
I'm just trying my best.
You are fantastic.
The study used volunteers representing a wide variety of age groups. All subjects are rigorously screened to rule out sleep disorders. They explained that establishing the strength of a person's rhythm, which drives intelligence, is key to understanding the study.
This may be just completely, I mean, I guess the study kind of backs it up. To me, if the vast majority of successful people I know are early risers.
Well, this is just saying that your brain craves regularity. And for you to be the best Sukanik you can be, mm-hmm. or Ortner to be the best Will he can be, you have to listen to your own rhythms and stick to that schedule. And what this study is trying to say is that smarter people figure out that that's more morning than night, the way your body feels, and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So that there's a simplification.
The majority of us, don't we all fall into some pattern where we have a
routine?
A routine?
Yeah, I think so.
People aren't like all over the map, are they? I mean, I don't sleep very much, but it's the same. It's the same 9 times out of 10.
Right.
I mean, I may not sleep a ton, but I go to bed at the same time and I wake up at the same time pretty much every single day. And I assumed that's everybody. Whether you are a morning, night, sleep long, sleep less, it's all a pattern.
Yeah, I would think so. But I don't know. I'm not in Will Ortner's bedroom.
Thankfully. I mean, if you'd like to be anytime, I'll give you the address. I woke up today at 6. And I didn't have to be up today at 6, but that's when I usually get up, so.
Yeah. Morning show. See? Smart guy.
Yeah.
Morning guy.
Student Athlete of the Year, Central Washington.
2021 to 2022, baby.
All right, let's get John in here to wrap it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Every morning
this is
mine.
Mealing
Same
It In
arrived.
With Big
Stood
John
6 foot 6, weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew what it was.
I know it's time for John because we got the weird distortion in our headphones.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can hear us well or if this will go well, but let's try it.
Let's give it a whirl.
Hello? We there?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually sounds, that sounds okay.
How do we sound to you?
Decent. No, no echo, but you sound far away.
Yeah. That's what Joey always tells us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, we're...
That's what my wife tells me.
When did we... When did we get a new will? I just met the new will on the phone. When
yeah.
is the old will around? Did he leave? We have a new will?
Yeah, we have a new
why will. Why am I the last to know these things?
Well, Will Darkin still does the Saturday show, I think, with Luke.
Okay.
Sinner and Saint. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
He's still around, but he took another job because he realized Odyssey sucks. At least that's what I think.
Okay.
And the new will is willing to work because he's young and dumb, and so we can work. He's working like 90 hours a week, and we're paying him like $12.
He hasn't learned yet.
Well, I just met him. He seems lovely. I just met him, but I've already had to give him a pep talk about dealing with my brother.
Right.
So,
yeah, he needs a few pointers.
Yeah. Well, he did give me this one. He said, yeah, he called me a turd today. And I said, that's minor league stuff. Just buckle up. It'll get much worse.
It was unprompted, too. He just walked in and said, Will, you're a turd. Can you do this thing for me? It's like, that's not going to be the best way to get me to do something for you.
But he couldn't do it, thus justifying me calling him a preemptive turd.
Never been taught it. It's like, hey, can you do calculus, you turd?
Listen, not only is the preemptive turd, that's just how he works. You're lucky you didn't get the preemptive turd in a punch.
See, look, it could have been way, way worse. So there you go.
Yeah,
physical assault.
It could have been way worse.
It's early on in our relationship. Will, give it time. Give it time.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I know you guys are on the air, but have you been paying attention to the Colts debacle that's happening?
Yeah, I've been watching it,
which I think is fantastic, mainly because I have the Steelers +4.
Well, they just flashed this one on there. The Colts did not complete a pass until 7 minutes in the second quarter.
Okay.
And that's the second longest streak since 2020. That it's the longest a team has gone into a game in the NFL without completing a pass. And my question to you is, if the Colts played the Beavers, one, who would throw first? And two, would the game last an hour?
I do enjoy that. You know what? Yeah, let's get out of there in a tight 62 minutes. Let's go.
I feel like the Beavers give them a run for their money.
I love the simple fact that Oregon State attempted they completed 6 passes and didn't attempt one in the final like quarter and a half and came back from a 21-point deficit.
Yes, it's genius. It's like when you're playing Madden on the PlayStation and you can't figure out how to throw, so you just run the ball and it somehow works.
Yeah. They were playing Street Fighter, didn't know combos, and they just started mashing buttons, and you know what? It worked. Somehow.
And it worked.
Somehow it worked. I'm still trying to process what had happened. I know no one was happier than you.
somebody sent me a thing on Twitter that said, if you tried to play catch with Jonathan Smith as part of Catch 365, he wouldn't throw the ball back.
He'd run it over to you?
He might. He just refused to play. So, yes, nobody was happier than me. That was fantastic. But then, a few hours later, my joy was tempered because of what happened in the stupid Apple Cup. So, it was hit and miss for me on Saturday.
Hey, can I give you a hot Apple Cup take?
Please.
I watched some of that just because I couldn't get enough
of
college football over the weekend. It was just great. And it was the only late game on. And I was like, all right, I'll watch this. Wasn't it objectively hilarious that Oregon and Utah's fate came down to who won that
yes,
game?
Yes, it was awesome.
Seriously, how Pac-12 is that? That's just the most Pac-12 the Pac-12 can be.
My buddy that's a big UW fan, it was the greatest day of his life because they beat Washington State and they knocked Oregon out of the Pac-12 title game all at the same time. He was on cloud nine.
My take is
that's a good day for the dog.
My hot Washington State take is I have determined that Jake Dickert sucks.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I like Dickert.
Yeah, well, he's gone
in, say that?
He's gone in 3 years, trust me. You heard it here first.
Well, listen, I'm not going to dispute that, but I wouldn't say sucks. Where are you getting that from?
It's my big sports brain. You know, I watch these games and I come to these conclusions. I've seen enough.
They're 7-5.
They suck.
Yeah, they're going to a bowl. I mean, look, they're not. Look, here's my take. Here's my hot Washington State take. Cam Ward's not that good.
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
He, he was supposed to be good. I don't think he's that good. Like, he's not awful, but he's not that good.
Here's what I'm saying. And is he back next year?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Okay, 3-10, or 3-9. Dickert fired. Trust me.
I'll tell you what, I hate to say it because I hate you, dumb, but that kid they have playing quarterback is legit.
Yeah,
that guy.
Well, he may be gone, so.
Whatever they paid to get him was worth it.
Yeah, he is awesome.
Yeah, he may be gone, so you don't have to worry.
Love your sexy body.
Good. Huskies suck. Go Cougs.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Huskies don't suck.
No, they don't.
As they beat the Cougs by 16? 15?
Yeah, they dropped it pretty good. 10-2 18. On the year for UW.
Coming up next is the Ducks Roundtable. Would you like more Ducks Beavers discussion? Buckley's even in there. He showed up for a real show.
And more Will.
Which is coming up next. Yeah, Will Ortner on there.
1080 too. The Will.
More Will. Always a good thing.
Taking over. We're back tomorrow. 3-7. I'm Fink Knight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.